a moment of truth. That is a pot of potatoes ready to harvest, ready to harvest, ready to harvest, ready to harvest, to harvest, to harvest, to harvest. And the missing leaves are thanks to the black hairy caterpillars, slugs and snails, ready to harvest. These are still growing and looking beautiful. I'm in my survival garden, northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia. And the weeds here are going crazy in this pot, which is a 50 centimetre pot, first ever planted, and this at the same time. And I reminded, because I staked and wired up I roped up the potato vines at the time, because they were flopping everywhere, and I haven't had time. These are going to do the same, but I haven't had time to do it. E.K. Lippmeyer, northern suburbs of Perth, Western Australia, Monday the 4th of September 2023, about 4:45 in the evening, sun setting very soon. I'll pause. I've removed the bulk of the weeds. I'll just clean up the few smaller ones here. Then I'll, as I dig down into these pots, I will put the potting mix into a separate pile so that I don't use it on any last few potatoes that need hilling. I won't use it on potato pots on potatoes again. I'll keep this for the turmeric I'll be growing, replanting. So there's the pile of weeds that have grown in those potato pots just there. And I now am approaching that with apprehension. And I'm sure there'll be gardeners who understand, and farmers, of course, as well. The apprehension you can experience when you're coming to find out, is there a harvest? Now, I'm looking for a little green plastic gardening spade. I'll pause. So, even though it'll be a bit gloomy here, I've started digging. Now, if I didn't know better, I'd almost say that was a potato. I'd almost say that's a potato. We'll leave it there just in case it is. And it could be the extent of the harvest. I hope not. But yeah. So well, I'll be. I've got a royal blue there. Could you believe that? I've got a royal blue. What I'll do is I'll go over to my hands. I'll see what I can fish out. So a little royal blue. How nice. I planted them very low in these pots, you know, 4 inches off the base perhaps. Oh, that's a last year's turmeric tuber, last season. And the turmeric tubers are below the rhizomes, and I don't know that they're edible at all. Ah, well, I'll be. Another well, getting something. It's a bit... funny actually. Now, just I hope there's more further down, of course. Look, I'll get cracking, turn this off for the moment. I've worked my way down with both hands, and so a couple more potatoes have come. Now, I think my viewers will be coming to the same conclusion as I am, that if they don't start getting bigger than that in a hurry, there's a lovely worm. There's not a lot of feasting going to be going on from this pot. I'll pause. A quick progress report. Sifting through with my hands. There's the first of the lot. This is a few more. So, I mean, clearly this is about the extent of it. I'll dig down a little further and see what I can, I've missed one or two, but I'm not going to be staving off famine from this pot, and it's suggesting to me that all of this early lot that I put in this back row here will probably do about this or no better, but one lives in hope. And there was cause for some of that hope, because I just found these two little bit bigger ones. Now we're talking, but still... talking in a another little fellow, talking in a muffled kind of a way, or what's the word, a constrained, restrained way. Oh, what we got here, did I? Okay. So we're not breaking any size records. What are they going to be when they grow up? But, I have to confess, having more satisfaction at the moment than disappointment, because I harvested a couple of pots back in summer, but it was the wrong season. I just had sprouted potatoes at the time on the other side of this hedge, and I put them in among close to my turmeric pots. And when I harvested, there was zero, just there was nothing. They were all leaf, all lip and trousers, is that the word? This expression, or mouth and trousers, lip and trousers. So, what have we got here? Gosh. So, I have relief and satisfaction, and I'll sift through this and see if there's any more, but I doubt there's very, I really doubt there's any more to speak of now. Well, I've just hoisted the tub out of the line, put it here on top of a couple of old bins. This is my harvester. In that last bit of sifting, I got another two about that size. But look, I could be just disappointed. My apprehension, I've been apprehensive for a couple of months actually as to will I get anything, because I'm doing these videos about my survival garden here in Perth in my backyard, and will my potatoes, which have gone to a bit of effort, although they largely had to fend for themselves because of lack of time, will it come to anything? So I've been apprehensive, but the fact that I got something at all rather than nothing, which is, to me, was a real possibility. I could have got nothing, and maybe these weren't watered enough. Who knows? Because I watered them spasmodically, and the rain was good for a while, and then it wasn't, and so on. I mightn't have hilled them at the right times, ideal times, probably didn't. But there we go. Yes, it's a bit, they're rolling away, a bit dark. I wonder if I can get a bit of light here to show them off. So there's my harvest from one pot. And look, that's a meal with a lot of other things I would add, but that's the potato portion of a meal, well and truly. That's a potato portion of a meal, well and truly. Now, if one was having to survive, you'd cut your calories down in famine type situations. You cut your calories down, you give them to your children. You might have one or two yourself to see if you can get through a day on it. If you had any coconut oil or olive oil handy, preferably the healthier oils, and some rice if possible. With those potatoes, you could probably eke out with one or two kids and mum and dad, you might eke out another two or three days on really, really, really low calorie rations with those other things as well. But there's your potato portion. So look, all I can say now is to Spud Shed Tony Spud Shed Galati, Western Australia's potato king for decades now. Eat your heart out, Tony. Look at this. Look at that. could you match that? I don't know how many tens of thousands of tons of potatoes he grows every year, but could he match this? Because these potatoes, let's use a rather hackneyed term, is that the word? Organic. These are organic, but I tell you what, they're grown with love. No pesticides, synthetic pesticides, etc. Yes, I've had to use scheme water to water them, so there'll be a bit of rubbish in that, sadly, and it's just and the air going through by is polluted. I mean, Perth's not the most polluted air in the world by any means, but it's certainly not pristine. But yes, Tony, I hope you get to see this, St. Tony, because you've got an up and coming rival here, and of course, what I'm hoping for is that this row here, which I showed you at the commencement of this little harvest video, that might do better. I don't know, it might do better because I've watered it a little bit more often and it's been planted in the slightly warmer end of, well no, it was planted in the cold part of winter, but it's now growing in the warmer